And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 1st. A day away from being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame comes word that Naomi Judd, one half of the mother-daughter Grammy Award-winning duo The Judds, took her own life. She was 76. Naomi Judd had a history of mental health issues. Walter Rossi, Montreal-based musician, died on the 29th of April. A guitarist, he played with Wilson Pickett and the Buddy Miles Express, passed away a few weeks shy of his 75th birthday. Longtime member of the Tokens, Billy Reed, passed away on the 13th of April from a heart attack. Susan Jax, the lead singer of the Poppy family and a tremendously successful solo artist, died at age 73 from chronic kidney disease. Best known for their gold record, Which Way You Going, Billy, Susan had many other hits, both with the Poppy family and as a solo artist. She was inducted into the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame in June of 2010. Also, Earth, Wind & Fire longtime member, sax player Andrew Woolfolk, has passed away at age 71 after a six-year-long illness. This week in 1997, Treasure Island Oldies aired for the very first time and celebrating this week 25 years. In 1967, Elvis Presley married Priscilla Beaulieu in Las Vegas. The Kingston Trio formed this week in 1957. In 1979, Elton John became the very first rock star to perform in Israel. Benny King left the Drifters and signed a solo contract with Atco Records this week in 1960. The Who debuted the rock opera Tommy for the press at Ronnie's Jazz Club in London, England this week in 1969. The Beach Boys opened a tour with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi this week in 1968. In 64, Jerry and the Pacemakers made their U.S. TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. The Moody Blues, formed in 1964, had their very first hit single, Go Now, led by the lead vocalist, Denny Lane, who left the group after that single and later joined Wings. Model Twiggy recommended Mary Hopkin to Paul McCartney, who eventually produced her first record for Apple Records this week in 1968. The very first Grammy Awards were given out this week in 1959, and Volare won the Record of the Year. Buffalo Springfield disbanded after one last concert in Los Angeles this week in 1968. In 1986, Cleveland was named as the site for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum. In the studio, Ray Peterson recorded Tell Laura I Love Her in 60. The Beatles recorded Something in 1969. Eric Clapton cut Wonderful Tonight in 77. Kathy Jean Giordano recorded her part of Please Love Me Forever this week in 1960. The Hollies recorded Carrie Ann in 67. Gene Vincent recorded Bebop Alula in 56. Chris Montez in the studio in 62, cutting Let's Dance. Chuck Berry recorded the classic rock and roll music in 1957. James Brown recorded I Got You, I Feel Good in 65. Little Willie John, the original version of Fever, recorded this week in 1956. The Jarmels recorded A Little Bit of Soap in 1961. Birthdays: Judy Collins, 83, Rita Coolidge, 77, Sonny James, born in 29, Ray Parker Jr., 68, Leslie Gore, born in 46, Link Ray in 36, Engelbert Humperdinck is turning 86, Frankie Valli is 88, James Brown, born in 33, Mary Hopkin, 72, Pete Seeger, born in 1919, Dave Dudley, born in 28, Dick Dale, born in 1907, it looks, if I'm not mistaken. Tyrone Davis, born in 38. Petty Santiglia from the Angels is 78. Johnny Taylor, born in 37. Ace Cannon, born in 34. Michael Murphy is 78. Bob Seger, 77. Mary McGregor, 74. Keith, whose real name is James Barry Kiefer, is 73. Nick Fortuna of the Buckinghams, 76. And Bill Danoff of the Starland Vocal Band is 76. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of May 1st. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.